We've got a choice to make, because in the end, as we see here, sin destroys. Esther's second banquet takes place. And finally, the queen presents a request to the king. Grant me my life, verse 3. Spare my people. I wonder, does Esther pause as she says those things? Does she let the shock sink into the king's mind? Did he realise that his Jewish queen, his beloved wife, her very life was under threat? Does he say, someone's trying to kill my queen, my favourite wife? She explains more, verse 4. We're going to be destroyed, killed, annihilated. And the king replies in shock. Who is he? Where is he? The man who dared to do such a thing. The king, from what we see in Esther, is a bit of an unpredictable, unstable character. You never quite know how he's going to react. But the queen, Esther, has got him to a position of suspense. So what she's going to say has the maximum effect. And it hits him between the eyes. Haman is named, and the king, who's indecisive, flees into the garden in confusion. This man he's trusted, he's discovered he's an utterly wicked piece of work. And Haman, in desperation, throws himself on the queen and begs for mercy. And again, at that very moment, and it's one of those unexpected, expected coincidences the story is full of, the king re-enters the room at that very moment and finds Haman lying across the couch where Esther is. And the king, who never gets anything right and is a bit of a fool, assumes not only does Haman want to murder Esther, he wants to seduce her first. And as a result, Haman is taken away and executed that day on the very pole he's set up for Mordecai. It's gruesome. But actually, there's also a sense of justice there, isn't it? He planned this wicked, malicious mass killing, and he himself, therefore, is killed. Sometimes we can see, in the book of Esther, you can see the hand of God fairly clearly at work. Mordecai and Esther must have both experienced that. There's a king giving her an audience, the king's sleepless night. On the other hand, maybe Esther wondered, what is happening? What am I caught up in at the beginning of the story when she's taken to the king's harem? Is that what she really wanted? And that's the same for us. Sometimes we can see the hand of God. Sometimes we're left with puzzles. Why did this happen? Why is this happening? A Danish philosopher, Kierkegaard, who once said this, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. I think what he meant by that was, if you want to find a meaning and a purpose in life, why things happen, if we look for the hand of God, actually we usually only understand it at a distance from the events. After the events, 6 months, a year, we look backwards and think, maybe longer, and think, I can just see why that good, bad thing, happened, the purpose there. If we look to the future or what's happening immediately at us, it can be much harder to discern a pattern and see, why is this happening? What's going on here? All we're left with is a bunch of tangled threads and it looks like a mess. But this story of Esther gives us hope, doesn't it? God's hand is at work. And Mordecai says to Esther, who knows but that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this. In a way, it's a bit like the story of the gospel, isn't it? For those disciples at the crucifixion, all they had was a tangled mess. They could not understand, what is God doing? But afterwards, at the resurrection, and as they began to look through the Old Testament and understand about Jesus, then they understood this was exactly God's plan. And I want to encourage you to take those words to heart as we end this series on Esther. Who knows but that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this? They sum up the heart of the book of Esther. In some ways, they sum up the gospel. God's working his good purpose out, even through terrible, difficult situations. But I think we need to learn that. To trust God, whatever situation we find ourselves in, if we're children of God, God's sovereign hand is on our lives, and trust God's purpose. Sin has a penalty, but God saves. Amen.